There's Trace Atkins, Then They Do, here on the Foothills Favorite Country Kicks 103.3. Big Daddy Dave, as we come up on, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock morning, flying by. We've got another Kicks Morning Chat, and joining me this morning from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Brad Hass. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It has been a while.
But you've been busy stockpiling all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I was on here a little while ago, talked about I was in the civil division of the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. We enforce civil judgments and handle all kinds of property disputes and stuff like that. But today I'm here to talk about some auctions that we have coming up.
Yeah, that sounds good. People like to come check these out because, I mean, you've got a wide array of
different stuff. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to invest in some real estate if that's what you're into. You're wanting to start in real estate investment. It's an opportunity for you to do some research and see if that's something you're interested in. And so we've got several auctions coming up, and I'd like to be able to tell everybody about it.
Yeah, let's share the details with folks.
All right. So the first one that we have is a seizure of a piece of property from 3484 Oakmont Lane Extension. So this piece of property was seized on an outstanding civil judgment, and this property will be auctioned off on May the 13th, 2026, at 10 a.m. And this auction will happen on the front steps of the Caldwell County Courthouse.
Okay.
So you can come bid on this auction. Anybody can show up.
Right.
How the bidding process works is you just show up. You sign a sheet of paper with your name and address and phone number so we can get a hold of you. And you can bid whatever you're comfortable bidding up to. If the bidding goes out of your range, you can just quit at any time and you can just walk away. But if you decide that you really want to buy this piece of property, you can keep bidding until you're ultimately the high bidder. Whenever the bidding stops, whoever the high bidder is pays the sheriff a 10% down payment.
Okay.
At the time of auction. And that 10% down payment will be held until the upset period has elapsed. And whenever the 10-day upset period has lapsed, then whoever the high bidder is at that time will then contact the clerk's office. The clerk's office will contact me and let me know who it is, and I'll meet up with them, and we'll write out a deed for the piece of property. And whoever the high bidder is will be the new owner of the property.
There you go. So a good opportunity for some real estate on that one.
So that one is 3484 Oakmont Lane Extension. That's in Lenoir, North Carolina, 28645. And that is May the 13th, 2026 at 10 a.m. at the Caldwell County Courthouse. And that's the first one. We also have another piece of real estate that's going to be auctioned off. And the date of auction for this one will be May the 28th.
Okay.
At 10 a.m. And this will also be at the Caldwell County Courthouse on the front steps. This one will be at 2048 Hickory Boulevard. This is a piece of commercial real estate. It's off of Highway 321 in Lenoir. It's a prime real estate for a commercial investor. But again, that's 2048 Hickory Boulevard in Lenoir, North Carolina, 28645. And that auction will be on May the 28th. And again, it's a 10% down payment for whoever the high bidder is. And this property will also go into a 10-day upset bid period. And every time an upset bid is placed, that 10-day upset bid period resets.
Okay.
So it's not 10 days flat. It can be a rotating 10 days. I've seen some auctions be settled in 10 days, and then again, I've seen some go on for 2 or 3 months.
My goodness.
But as long as someone keeps upsetting the bid within that 10-day period, then the auction the upset bid period will just continue on.
Right.
And the last auction that we have coming up, this one is unique. This is a personal property auction. So this one is for unclaimed property. So what that is whenever a criminal investigation leads to the discovery of possible stolen property, they'll recover it, and sometimes the owner of the property can't take it because they've already wrote it off on insurance, or it may be something that it was recovered and we just couldn't find the owner. The owner moved out of state, they changed their phone number, we just couldn't find them. And after we publish it, then they have 30 days to make claim to it, and no claim has been made.
Okay.
So we have the right under state law to just go ahead and auction this property off to get rid of it. After all, we don't have indefinite storage for this property. So this auction will occur on May the 19th at 10 a.m., and this auction will be at the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office in the lower parking lot. This works the same way as a real estate auction. Simply show up, write your name, address, phone number on a piece of paper. Let us know who you are.
Yeah.
And then you can start placing bids, and every piece of personal property will be sold to the highest bidder. We have everything from ladders to chainsaws, weed eaters. We've got canoes. We've got fishing gear. We've got cameras, washing machines, dryers, televisions. My goodness. Name a piece of personal property, we have it to auction off on May the 19th.
So, yeah, that's one that's going to be worthwhile just to show up and
It's just
see what there is.
Yeah, and that, there's no problem with that. We've oftentimes had people that had no interest in auction. They just wanted to see how the process worked. They wanted to just have a little bit of entertainment. It's a good time to come out and see bidders getting essentially a bidding battle with each other.
Yeah, and get your feet wet if that's something you're interested in. I might like to do this down the line.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Very good. And this information can be found as well.
Yes, and all this information is going to be published. All three of these auctions will be published at the Caldwell County Courthouse in front of the clerk's office.
All right.
So that'll be in front of the board so you can see the itemized list. It will also be published on the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office Facebook page.
There you go.
I'm going to have the personal property itemized list posted sometime later today, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
But it'll be at the courthouse today.
So, yeah, keep your eyes open. If these auctions maybe pique your interest, whether it's the real estate or these personal items, check them out on the Facebook page
or
at the courthouse, and there you go. And a lot of people will probably wonder, the proceeds from this, where does that go?
Yep. So the real estate auctions, these are civil judgments. So essentially one party has sued another party.
Okay.
So whenever this judgment comes out, it's the sheriff's responsibility to go out and find suitable property that's worth the amount of money that is owed. Whenever we seize that property, we auction off, and that money goes towards the judgment to satisfy the lawsuit.
Okay.
Now, this personal property auction, this unclaimed property, all the money goes to the North Carolina school system. So the money raised, it doesn't go into anybody's particular pocket. It goes to the general fund of the North Carolina education system and provides funding for children at schools.
There you go. That's good to know. Yeah. You get some of that personal property, you're going to help out the kids.
Exactly.
That's a win-win
Come out and place a bid and help raise some money for local schools.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing the information with us this morning. I know folks appreciate that, and as do we, and it's always good to have you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you again soon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. There's Sergeant Brad Haas joining us this morning from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office for our Kicks Morning Chat.